This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, October 11th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. USDA's October crop production forecast showed minimal changes from the September report. USDA put corn production at 15.2 billion bushels and soybeans at 4.58 billion. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says most private forecasting firms were in line with the USDA's outlook.
October report is usually one that we put a little bit more importance and have a little bit more movement in the numbers on, but this year was kind of different. And the adjustments that USDA made to its WASDE monthly crop report were really pretty small overall without a lot of market impact.
Suderman says USDA increased corn use for ethanol and livestock feed, which is common with lower commodity prices. Suderman expects additional adjustments.
I think USDA may eventually need to do that, increase their feed usage. We have found whenever corn prices are cheap that we do buy more demand. We run more bushels through the ethanol plants. And we run more bushels through the livestock, feeding them out to heavier weights when feed is cheap. I anticipate we're going to see that for the coming year as well.
Suderman says dry weather in Russia may eventually see deeper moves to restrict wheat exports.
We did see that Russia raised their export tax. They used that to kind of slowly put the brakes on exports. Now, they raised it by 41% from what it was, but it was at a relatively low level. That equivalates to about another 15 cents a bushel, so that's not enough to really halt their exports, but they're kind of moving in that direction to control those exports, and if they really start to squeeze that down, then we could see stronger U.S. exports going forward. They did raise Ukraine's by production by about 0.6 million metric tons, but overall, we're starting to see world supplies tighten up.
Suderman also says good harvest weather in the U.S. and better planting weather in Brazil and Argentina will continue to keep pressure on prices.
The expectation was that as we got closer to mid-October that the rains would begin, the normal monsoon rains, and that certainly started last week, not all at once, but toward the end of the week the rain started coming, and it looks like they're just going to continue to increase. So now as we look at the next 2 weeks, the next 15 days, we're looking at much of center-west Brazil to get 3 to 5 inches of rain.
In other news, this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers is Alex Dunn, president and CEO of CropLife America. Dunn says the EPA's Endangered Species Act strategy for herbicides won't be as challenging as many farmers have feared for 2025.
So we think in 2025 there might be 4 or 5 products that will have ESA requirements. So it's a really important point for growers to know that there's not a tsunami of ESA requirements coming their way. They're going to have time to get used to these requirements and to prepare for them. And we are doing a lot on the educational front to make sure that growers have a lot of tools in their toolbox to understand these requirements.
Dunn's career includes work at EPA. She says limited staffing is slowing approval of new products for farmers, and the situation needs to be resolved.
We know that there's going to be a shortfall of appropriations probably for a continued period as well as a shortfall of personnel. So let's take those existing 500 people and the resources and think about doing the work a different way. We also as registrants want to be able to do more of the work on the upfront basis, submit it in a more organized way that the agency has less work to do on their end.
Dunn says EPA might also consider third-party reviewers. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.